AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Saving money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for another hour of your favorite sports gambling show.
What is this going to be?
Moneyline.
No! Are you kidding?
With the two best hosts to ever do it.
I love my contract. Love my teammates.
Donnie Wrightside.
Do what the Sixers did, Charlotte. Just win seven games a year for 4 years. Eventually, you'll find somebody, and you'll be on the upswing again if it works out in your favor.
And Kevin Walsh.
Let me tell you how crazy talented the NBA is right now. I'm not even trying to get into a debate. He's not even the most talented offensive big man in the NBA right now, in my honest opinion.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 159.
Live and in charge right now on a Wednesday afternoon. A lot of Major League Baseball going on right now, so we'll get the people updated here on the card because checking a few things out. Now, looks like some interesting doings here. The Philadelphia Phillies in the bottom of the third inning down 1-0, but have the bases loaded and Kyle Schwarber up. But there are two strikes currently right now on Kyle Schwarber. The Pirates have a 4-2 lead over the Angels. That is in the top of the sixth inning. And then we take a look at the Tigers and the Guardians. The Guardians have a 2-0 lead over the Tigers in that one. Mets Cardinals still delayed under a rain delay. That game was supposed to start about, I think, maybe 2 hours ago at this point. Still waiting. Then we have the Brewers Royals, Padres Cubs coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. But guys, were you watching last night? Were you guys excited about last night? Because the NBA certainly was popping. Now, if you want to tell me and say, well, Donnie, it's the best hour of your day. Tell me about the best hour of your night last night. Well, technically, it wasn't watching the NBA and the Boston Celtics game because they easily handled their business yesterday. And quite frankly, we expected them to handle their business. But they were almost two touchdown favorites last night. Come on now. How's that possibly happen? Well, you saw last night, 120-95 final where the Celtics buried the Cleveland Cavaliers. You saw a game where it was not even a Jason Tatum-type night, but a Derrick White three-point barrage, which we've been seeing a lot right now from the Boston Celtics in the depth of that roster. I thought that game would go over the total, and it did. I also thought the Cavaliers would approach 100 points, or at least I should have said yesterday, both teams would approach 100 points. The Cavaliers approached it, and the Celtics exceeded it by 20 here. So therefore, that game closing around a 215 price goes over that number. The Boston Celtics are the best team in the Eastern Conference. The Boston Celtics will dispatch to the Cavaliers. The only question right now, guys, is what? Is it going to be a four-game series and a sweep, or is it going to be a gentleman's sweep? We'll find out shortly here. By the way, what an unbelievable catch in left field in foul territory. I think that was George Springer that made that catch. Was it Springer? I think it was. Unbelievable catch he just made, which, again, there's one out now in that game, but it's tied up at one because they had bases loaded. That was pretty incredible. And also, the interesting part about that is it was a 2-2 count on Schwarber at the plate. Springer catches that ball out of play, you know, it was a foul ball, and a run scores. That would have been interesting if he couldn't get to that play and make such a great play, if he could have struck Schwarber out and had bases loaded still with one out at this point and nobody across. But again, if you're going to make a great play like that and also heads up on the third base, the guy on third base, I think who was on third base at that point? I don't even know, but great heads up base running just to stay on third base, even though it was a foul ball and tag up and score there. So 1-1 game, bottom of the third inning, one out, two runners on. And we'll see who comes to the plate right now. Let me see who is coming up here. JT Realmuto comes up, so we'll see what he can do in the middle of that order. Also comes along for the Philadelphia Phillies. Again, keeping some eyes on Major League Baseball as it goes. We'll get to some of those handicaps because I think there are some pretty good spots here coming up that we can bet for some RBI props. In the Phillies game, I do have Brandon Marsh and also Bryce Harper in RBI props in that game that I'm watching closely. A couple guys there with the Tigers. By the way, Wenceslas Perez, one of the guys that I bet a few times, he's never come through for me, but has great numbers. Is there anybody out there that has a player or has a team that you bet on that never, ever comes through when you need them? Do you know who my guy is in Major League Baseball? There's guys that I bet, like my guy Vinny Pig, and last night coming up big after the night before, letting us down. More times than not, Vinny Pasquantino there of the Kansas City Royals is going to come up big. He's cashed a lot of tickets for me. I enjoy betting on Vinny P. Heck, even his running mate there, Michael Massey, has got me a couple RBI. But there's one guy in Major League Baseball that has good numbers and crushes me every time I take him. Let's just say over the first month of the season, realistically, I might have taken this guy four times to get an RBI. Four times. I don't think he's even gotten on base in four games. He plays for the Cincinnati Reds. His name? Ellie De La Cruz. So while you guys are sitting back there relaxing and having some fun, are we all the same? Do you have like a player or a team that never comes through, even though the numbers dictate he's supposed to and has great numbers on the season? And I guess he gets all of his hits when I'm not paying attention to him. But for me, it's Ellie De La Cruz of the Cincinnati Reds. So if we have any updates here, JT Realmuto looks like he's ready to ground into a double play, and he does. Oh, no, he beats the throw. How about that? All right. First and third now, the Philadelphia Phillies will have two outs, and I believe Bryce Harper is coming to the plate at this point, which, again, I have him for an RBI. I would love to see him cash in that ticket here in the third inning, get that out of the way, and keep it moving on. We'll keep focus on that. But let's get back to last night's action. Celtics, Cavaliers, easy victory. Again, do we see this game going more than five? Absolutely not. I don't see it going more than five, to be honest. Does anybody out there actually think it's going to go more than five at this point? I don't think so. I don't even know if it goes four games, to be honest. Now, as we're sort of setting the series here, Jared Allen is a very good big man who's missed now four straight games. Four straight. For the Cleveland Cavaliers. Is he going to make a big difference when he comes back? Maybe so, averaging close to 17 and 11 on the season. But at the same time, come on, big guy. You got a little bit of bruised ribs here? Like, what's the deal? Like, what are we actually doing here at this point? Get back in that lineup, man. Team needs you. It's the playoffs. Grind it out. But the Celtics, even without Kristaps Porzingis, so, so deep and so, so talented, man. Derek White's dropping 5-plus threes on a nightly-night basis. Last night, even though you're watching the game itself and saying, well, yeah, Jay Tatum's not having a good game, Jaylen Brown dropping multiple three-point shots, leading the way in points for the team. I mean, what is the deal here? Is anybody going to stop Boston and really slow them down until they get to the finals? Could that even be a possibility at this point? Tatum had 18 points last night. Jaylen Brown, 32 points, 4-6 from three-point range. And by the way, I didn't bet that game last night for any player props. But I'm looking at some of the three-point numbers. You know I would have Derek White included in there with a couple triples. There's no doubt in my mind that would have been done. Maybe even included Jaylen Brown. But a lot of times it starts with Tatum, right? 0-for-5 from three-point range. You know I would have lost because I would have had Donovan Mitchell to make at least two or three three-point shots in that game. No doubt in my mind. So I would have lost money yesterday betting on the Boston Celtics. So I definitely would have had Jason Tatum to knock down at least a couple three-point shots. He's also one of those poison players. Fantastic player all the way through. And if we do get a win, let's just say, in the NBA Finals to get there, Jason Tatum, probably going to be the MVP, right? Probably. But my goodness, when you talk about betting him, by the way, Bryce Harper just, hit one out to the wall, almost a three-run bomb, which I would have loved that, but wasn't able to cash in that ticket. Would have been a great play if there was only one out, but it wasn't. Phillies, Blue Jays, 1-1, heading to the fourth inning. Phillies, by the way, only have one base hit on the day so far. So Bassett doing a decent job here on the mound as we go. All right. So what did we want to talk about setting up this segment number two? I think it's time to talk some Major League Baseball. Handicap everything all the way through. We'll also talk about the Thunder, who if you guys love to watch, just like myself, the early line in the morning, I'm telling you, put some respect on that Thunder name out there. My best bet yesterday on the show, -3.5 points, easily cashed with a 117-95 victory over the Mavericks. Luka Doncic, looking a little bit clunky out there on that injured knee. Thunder put them away. Tie game in the first, win by 9 in the second, 1 point in the third, dominate in the fourth quarter, away they go. 5 straight victories to start the playoff for the number one seed, Oklahoma City Thunder. I think they continue to damage again. Next time they play, it's a 4.5 point line, taking them again. OKC is going to roll the Mavericks. Gentlemen, sweep. I'm calling it right now. Major League Baseball is on deck. We'll get you caught up with what's going on the diamond and what we think is going to happen this afternoon. It's Moneyline, the best hour of your day, and it's already underway.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here on a Wednesday afternoon, a Major League Baseball Wednesday afternoon here, guys. Getting caught up on some of these scores. The Angels with a big sixth inning here. They now take a 5-4 lead after scoring 3 times. Now have 10 hits in that game. One of those other guys that over the past couple of days had decent numbers, Willie Calhoun. Willie Calhoun finally gets an RBI today on a sacrifice fly, but couldn't help me out. And a lot of times, you know, I'm watching some of these games, and to be honest, it's kind of maddening in a way, because I've had a lot of plays where, and again, it comes with the territory, it always does, where you're saying to yourself, all right, well, let me line this up. How does this work out? You know, get a double with a guy on first base, but they hold him up. Get a single with a guy on second base, but they hold him at third base. I've had a couple of those there, but those are the bad beats that you sometimes get, and you just can't predict. You just try to, you know, get back on the horse and get after it. But having some of that action the past 2 nights, like, ooh, so close. Like yesterday, if Michael Massey would have gotten me an RBI, would have triggered a 3-team round robin. Or 3-leg round robin that would have cashed in. So instead, I won like $175. Would have been worth about $800 or $900 had that one come in. So a little bit of madness. That had a couple of those on Saturday and Sunday this past weekend. But let's take a look at a game. There's a couple games already underway. Milwaukee just took a 1-0 lead over Kansas City. Didn't really have much in that game to begin with. But we do have a 220 start in about 5 minutes. And again, probably not going to have any action in this game either. Hayden Wesneski on the mound for the Chicago Cubs going up against Dylan Cease. Take a look at some of the numbers on the card today. Cease, if we're taking a look at a minimum 20 innings pitched here over the first month of the season, and take a look at his xFIP minus number, Dylan Cease is an 88, above average, ERA at 2.55. So certainly, looking at that Cubs lineup, which I do like, and yesterday, Michael Busch with a home run late in that game to cash in an RBI ticket there. But if we're looking again today, saying, you know what? Some decent batters in that lineup. Wind sort of blowing from right to left. Don't really like the lineup for the Cubs today going up against Dylan Cease. So we'll lay that one down. Hayden Wesneski on the mound today. And how about this? 63 batters he's faced. Last year he was really bad, guys, against left-handed batters. A 319 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 418. That's torturous, man. That is horrendous. But this year, completely turning it around. Now, granted, we're still early in the season. He's only faced 32 batters from the left side, but guys, ISO power number 0, weighted on base percentage 182. And then you line this up and say, okay, well, what about him combined? 63 batters between lefties and righties. An ISO of 017 and a weighted on base percentage of 166. Even though in the middle of that lineup, you guys know I love me some Jay Cronenworth. Absolutely smashing right-handed pitching. And he may today, but you just got to stick with some of the numbers where you think they hold true at this point. So that's what you have to certainly gauge the interest of. And I don't think that's going to be worth it here to take any of the Padres, even though Tatis and Cronenworth are smashing right-handed pitching. I'm trying to see if Wesneski has at least 20 innings pitched, but not coming up on my card right now for that. Let's keep it moving then. 3:10 p.m. start, Miami and Los Angeles. Starting lineups are out. If you guys were watching the early line today, to be quite honest, my favorite player that I would have had in this game was Will Smith, right-handed hitting catcher. I would have had him in this game. But since it's a day game, he's going to sit this one out. Who's actually catching today? Austin Barnes in the 9-hole. But there's some decent bats to take a look at. Ryan Weathers, left-handed pitcher on the mound. 25 pitchers, guys, that I have rated today with at least 20 innings pitched over the season. He's 24th out of 25th, talking about Ryan Weathers, a 121 xFIP minus number. ERA about 4.5, which isn't atrocious, but it is pretty bad. FIP number 4.83. So in the middle of the lineup, we were expecting in that four hole to be Will Smith, who had unbelievable numbers against left-handed pitchers. Now, the one thing typically you can say about most teams is, well, yeah, he's a catcher, Donnie, but you got the DH. Like, his bat is so lethal, particularly against lefties. Let's get him in that DH spot. But he is a catcher. You want to get him some days off, and you know who their DH is that you're not going to ever take out of the lineup. That's Shohei Ohtani in the 2-0. He's going to stay there. So I said to myself, what's the best right-handed bat I can go with for the Los Angeles Dodgers today? It was pretty easy. Mookie Betts in the leadoff hole. 150 ISO against lefties, which isn't very good. That's below average. But then you got to take a look at that weighted on base percentage of a 417 and a K rate under 10% against lefties this season. So that's what I settled on. One guy in this game to do some damage, that's Mookie Betts out of the leadoff spot. Now, what would we like? Bottom of the first inning, 75-degree day, relaxing out in L.A., Chavez Ravine in the bleachers, it's blowing out the 7 miles an hour to center field. Let's go, Mookie. Solo blast to start that one off. Let's take care of business right away. But not a lot to love in this game overall, because even if you line up on the opposite side, Miami, Gavin Stone's on the mound, and his xFIP minus is a 114. So he's not performing all that well this year, but his ISO power numbers and weighted on base percentages are pretty good. Now, right-handed batters, he's faced 72 of. We're talking about Gavin Stone. He's been really good against those guys. A 119 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 234. So that wipes out Brian De La Cruz, who's rocking right-handed pitching, to the tune of a 277 ISO and a weighted on-base percentage of 369. Would have loved to take him, but the numbers just don't make sense at that point. And a lot of those batters, even from the left side, Jazz Chisholm, Josh Bell, Jesus Sanchez, Nick Gordon, they just aren't adding up here. So it's a shame, because we might be able to take a little bit of advantage of Gavin Stone, but the batting lineup for me just doesn't fit that plan. Texas and Oakland are going to be in a doubleheader today, guys. Michael Lorenzen's going to start game number one, and J.P. Sears is going to go up against him. Now, if we're taking a look at some of these numbers, here's the interesting part about J.P. Sears, guys. Left-handed pitcher for the Oakland Athletics. About 75 degrees up there in the Bay Area today. Nice day. Wind blowing in from left field. I don't really know how much big of a difference that makes, because, you know, out in center field and left field is Mount Davis blocking every single bit of wind you can possibly have, along with ruining a baseball stadium. That's neither here nor there. That's a topic for another day. But if we're looking at J.P. Sears, 23rd out of 25th guys here on my radar. 118 xFIP minus number. But his numbers, ISO power 176 against them, which includes lefty and righties, that's not too bad. And it's really an even split between lefties and righties. Lefties are 189, righties are 171. It's even worse. That's where you figure you get the power off left-handed pitching. Weighted on base percentage, 292. So not a lot of love in this lineup, but if you were just going to blind make a bet and say, you know what, even if the numbers from the pitching angle aren't perfect, don't we just go with Adolis Garcia in the middle of that lineup at number four against left-handed pitching on the season? 290 ISO, 399 weighted on base average. Take a flyer on my guy, huh? Maybe you can do that. More baseball on the way, and also, we're going to take a look once again what happened last night with OKC, moving forward, what that means in that series, and also, more importantly, people, let's get to the game tonight in the Garden. Yes, the Pacers trying not to get robbed. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it. Baseball afternoon Wednesday edition right here on Moneyline. Down the right side, solo mission. Just the way we like it. Let's take a look at a 6:40 start tonight between the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Cincinnati Reds. That's going to be Jordan Montgomery on the mound, the left-hander for the Arizona Diamondbacks, putting up some decent numbers against lefties. But against righties, that's a completely different story. So if we're taking a look again, Ellie De La Cruz does have some decent numbers against left-handed pitching. He's off my card completely. I can't trust him, which means you know what that is tonight, guys. 3 of 4, 2 doubles, a home run, multiple RBI, and away you go. But if we're lining up Jordan Montgomery here, and I take a look at my overall list, let's see where Jordan Montgomery fits. Actually, you know what? He probably doesn't. Only 66 batters. I don't see him rated here, so not enough innings to go over. So we'll just take a look at what his season has been. 66 batters that he's faced. 17 of those batters are lefties. Keep in mind, again, Jordan Montgomery's a left-handed pitcher. ISO 0, weighted on base percentage 157 to lefties. So you completely take left-handed batters off the chart. But if we're looking at the anticipated lineup tonight, actually it is a final lineup tonight. Good, so it's there. Only one left-handed batter is going to be in the lineup, and that's TJ Friedel. Everybody else will be from the right side, which particularly, that is actually how you attack. Because if you're looking at Jordan Montgomery here, 311 ISO power number, 405 weighted on base percentage. But if we're looking at the lineup today, this isn't a great hitting lineup for the Reds against lefties. Let's just go by ISO power numbers. I'm going to start with the bottom six. India, 048. Steer, 100. Espinal, 048. Stuart Fairchild, 042. Jamer Candelario, 048. TJ Friedel, 0. Luke Maley, 0. Which leaves two players. One, Ellie De La Cruz at 161, which isn't very good. But he's got a 358 weighted on base percentage. High K rate. I'm leaving him off, and I'm going to laugh tonight when he actually does some damage. But Tyler Stevenson, guys, the number four hole hitter today for the Cincinnati Reds, he matches up really well. Now, his weighted on base percentage isn't all that high at 320. It's roughly average. He's got a K rate against lefties bottom or below 20%, which is good. But his ISO power number is a 280. So if there's any Cincinnati Reds to take a look at in the lineup tonight, it's probably going to be Tyler Stevenson. Now, the Reds are going to throw Graham Ashcraft tonight. Looking at his numbers overall, he's actually 7th on the card at a 25 with an 88 xFIP minus, which is really good. ERA 3.63. Having a decent season. If we're breaking down Graham Ashcraft here, though, guys, there is a little bit of that, he could get damaged from one side of the plate. If you take a look at his total numbers, ISO power number 137, weighted on base percentage 304, that's pretty good. But it's also very, very skewed. Graham Ashcraft against right-handed batters this year. Take a look at this, guys. An 059 ISO and a weighted on-base percentage of 228. That's phenomenal out of Ashcraft. But let's flip it over to the left side here. And that's a 211 ISO, which is elevated. That's a weighted on-base percentage of 378. That's elevated. So you want to attack Graham Ashcraft with left-handed batters. And tonight, it looks like, we're going to have Carroll's a lefty. Marte, switch hitter, so he'll be a lefty. Jock Peterson is a lefty. And looks like Pavin Smith as a lefty. So we're going to focus on the first three batters of the game, which are lefties. Corbin Carroll, who's a very good hitter, but seemingly struggling this year against right-handed pitching. He's only got an 060 ISO and a weighted on-base percentage of 237. That's not good enough. So the guys you're going to want to focus on are actually in the two and the three hole tonight. That's Ketel Marte, who's got a 164 ISO, which isn't very good. It's about average, and a weighted on-base percentage of 331. Maybe the better bet here is in the three-hole tonight. That's Jock Peterson, a 193 ISO and a 337 weighted on-base percentage. So slightly elevated ISO, slightly elevated weighted on-base percentage against a pitcher that technically struggles with left-handed batters. That's probably the best look in that lineup there is Jock Peterson for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Let's keep moving. Baltimore and Washington tonight. Kyle Bradish is on the mound. Not a lot of innings. He was phenomenal last year through 694 batters, an ISO of 116 and a weighted on-base percentage of 274. This year, only 21 batters faced, guys. I guess you could say eight batters from the right side have gotten to him with a 200 ISO and a 379 weighted on-base percentage, but it's one of those that you probably pass on because we just don't have enough numbers. Now, understand this. Sometimes you got to take some things with a grain of salt. 86 batters Mitchell Parker has faced this year. I don't have him ranked. Oh, yes, I do. Oof. He's in the top five tonight, guys, for the Nationals with a xFIP minus of 79, an ERA of 2.53. After this break, I'm going to tell you there's not a better lineup against left-handed pitching in Major League Baseball over the past 30 days than the Baltimore Orioles. I'm going to tell you about some eye-popping splits and the junk that we probably can't take any of them because they just don't match up. Donnie Wright's out here on a solo mission. Let's talk more next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back out of here on this Wednesday afternoon. Watching some Major League Baseball. Chock full of action as we go over the card. And we anticipate what's going to take place tonight. Now, let me just see if we can bring back up some of these Major League Baseball scores and get the people updated on exactly what's going on. Bottom of the seventh inning now. The Angels and the Pirates are 5-4. The Blue Jays, let me just get this updated numbers here. All right. Blue Jays 1-1, top of the fifth inning with a runner on. Looks like Varsho is at the plate. Tigers 4-2 lead over the Guardians. Bottom of the fifth inning coming up there. And still in that rain delay, the Mets and the Cardinals. We don't know when that one is going to start. Brewers and Royals. That game is now 2-1 in favor of the Royals. Let me slide on down to see who got some RBI here for the Royals. There you go. Always, man. It's always. Vinny P, RBI. Michael Massey, RBI. Man, if Massey could have had that one last night. But anytime you jump back on, it's never a bad thing. The matchup really wasn't there in that game for me to take either one of those guys. But they're the two guys I always look to in that lineup. Even though Bobby Witt Jr. hits 324, the reason why we love Pasquantino and Massey to get RBI is why? Because Bobby Witt Jr. is always on base to be able to drive them in. So that is enjoyable nonetheless, but didn't make any money on that. But each one of those guys picks up an RBI. I feel like they're my guys at this point here. Padres go up 1-0 here over the Cubs. Bottom of the first inning now as we see. Let's see who got the RBI here for San Diego. Manny Machado, could he drive in? Louis Arraez. So let me see how that inning actually went here. Let's see. Did Arraez get a base knock to start that game? Let's see what happened. Oh, Arraez got hit by a pitch. Tatis flies out. Cronenworth grounds out. Machado singles the center. Arraez scores. Then Profar grounds out into a fielder's choice. So they have the 1-0 lead there. But as I was teasing before the break, here's some of the things where you do have to have restraint on, which I wish sometimes I didn't have it, because usually you just want to roll the dice when things look really good. Mitchell Parker, left-handed pitcher on the mound. He's having a pretty good season so far. 86 batters that he's faced. ISO of 038, weighted on base percentage of 242. That's combined between lefty and righty batters. He's been sensational. And typically for a left-handed pitcher to be dominating right-handed bats like he is, to the tune of an 019 ISO and a weighted on-base percentage of 206. Strikeout percentage against righties, and he's a left-handed pitcher, is 23%. It's pretty good. Walk rate, 3.6%. He's not giving any free passes. But take a look at this Baltimore Orioles lineup, guys. This is what makes it tough, because at the same time, if this was a go, it's like, well, who do we actually take in this lineup to get us some RBI? ISO power numbers, once again. You want to have that number around 170 or higher. 180, 190, 2-1, anything, or excuse me, 200 or higher. That's really doing damage. Let me just read you this list of guys for the Baltimore Orioles today. Now, again, Mitchell Parker's a lefty, so we're using these numbers going up against the Orioles, primarily right-handed lineup, but you are going to have a couple lefties in there, Colton Cowser, and also, obviously, Gunnar Henderson. Gunnar Henderson is torching left-handed pitching as a left-handed leadoff guy. He strikes out a ton, but boy, when he makes contact, he makes it for real. But let's just go over the ISO power numbers to start. As I told you, 170 or higher is really where you're aiming at, right? Gunnar Henderson, 359. Adley Rutschman, 395. Ryan Mountcastle, 345. Anthony Santander, 240. Jordan Westberg, 286. Jorge Mateo, 360. Colton Cowser, 222. James McCann, 217. Ryan McKenna, now granted, it's only 7 at-bats, 857. Flip it over to weighted on-base percentage now and see how that equates to it, which usually when you have a good ISO power number sort of correlates over to a good weighted on-base percentage. Keep in mind, 320 to 325 is that average. If you're a batter, anything above that, you're in play and you're doing well. Gunnar Henderson, 483. Adley Rutschman, 649. Ryan Mountcastle, 432. Anthony Santander, 490. Jordan Westbrook, 427. Westbrook. Jorge Mateo, 403. Now, Cowser and McCann dip down to 298 and 279. And then you rip it right back up with McKenna's 7 at-bats for a 600 weighted on-base percentage. Usually, you don't see lineups even close to this good on a night-to-night basis. But it's just one of those times where you just wished it was a tomato can on the mound as a left-handed pitcher when it's not tonight. Now, granted, Mitchell Parker, no statistics last year in Major League Baseball. limited statistics this year, but has 86 batters faced. He's in the top five for xFIP minus. He's pitching really well. It's just a shame that maybe you just take a flyer and say, ah, team total in the Orioles, let's see how it works out. But you got to be true to the numbers there. If the numbers aren't making sense, you just don't want to dial it up at that point. Right, guys? Just leave it alone. Don't worry about it. 6:50 tonight. Chris Flexen on the mound. Boy, oh boy, that right-handed pitcher Chris Flexen really struggles with left-handed batters. And if we're looking overall at the lineup today for pitchers, as I told you, there's 25 pitchers on the card today that have a minimum of 20 innings. Chris Flexen, guys, is the worst pitcher in the lineup. Now, here's what's interesting about this. He's not a big K-rate guy because the ball is going to get put in play, and that usually leads to damage. Common sense, right? If you can hit the ball, chances are you're going to be able to score runs. If you can't hit the ball, you're not even getting on first base. Now, right-handed batters against Flexen, who's a right-handed pitcher, guys, he's actually doing really well. 104 ISO, 301 weighted on base percentage. That's great. Has a really, really low K rate of 14%. Now, the damage is always done by left-handed batters. Get this, guys. 356 ISO, 379 weighted on base percentage, and only a 12% K rate. That means that ball is getting put in play. So immediately, you run to that lineup for the Tampa Bay Rays today and say to yourself, where are those left-handed batters that I can sink my teeth into? Well, if you go Josh Lowe, he has a zero ISO power number and a 445 weighted on base percentage. But again, guys, that's only through two at-bats he's faced against right-handed pitching. You really can't put him on your list. Richie Palacios probably should be on your list. A 158 ISO, which isn't that great, but a weighted on base percentage of 414. Now, here's the key. If those guys ahead of him can get on base, he can make contact enough to drive him in. And Isaac Paredes, who's actually done very well against right-handed pitching, he's got an ISO of 219 and a 396 weighted on base percentage. Now, if you flip that over and take a look at Flexen, that's probably the guy you want to go with. No, I just told you. Flexen's been really good against right-handed batters, which is exactly the opposite of what he was doing in 2023, getting torched by right-handed batters. So looks like it's flipped over. So Richie Palacios, Tampa Bay Rays, is probably where you want to lean on. Now let's go to the other side, Chicago White Sox. Usually not a lot to love. I actually picked Eloy Jimenez to get me an RBI yesterday. Certainly didn't work out. Because why? Nothing really works out for the Chicago White Sox this year in 2024. Nothing. But Savali is on the mound. And if we're looking at his numbers, he's actually a top six pitcher on the card with an xFIP minus number of 86. So he's doing well in that statistical analysis. His ERA minus is a 167, though. FIP minus is a 114. So he's actually getting just a little bit unlucky. And keep in mind in this, there's 25 pitchers on the card today, guys. Here's where the analytic meets the road against ERA. Savali's a top six pitcher today at a 25. His ERA is 614. He actually has the worst ERA on the card for a minimum of 20 innings pitched. But yet we're telling you right now that he's one of the better pitchers on the card. Now, again, he's dominating right-handed batters, not so much against lefties. And also, he's not a ground ball pitcher. To lefties, only 35% of the time he's getting ground balls, which means there's line drives and balls in the air, which mean chances for extra base hits and also some home runs. So something to keep an eye on there. But if we're lining up that lineup here, Nicky Lopez, lefty, bad against right-handed pitching. He's off. Andrew Benintendi, 292 weighted on base percentage. No thank you. Brandon Shoemake, 056 ISO. 120 weighted on base percentage. Get out of town. We're not betting him. But there is a guy in the middle of that lineup, people. He's going to probably be in the four hole tonight. It's Gavin Sheets. 364 ISO, 186 ISO. There's your RBI guy tonight for the Chicago White Sox. Let's continue handicapping Major League Baseball. Talk a little NBA action tonight. It's a beautiful afternoon, at least indoors. Listening to your boy DRS right here on a solo mission on the Sports Grid Network. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The winning edge, people. That's what we try to provide. to the people listening in to the Sports Grid Network. Donnie Wrightside here on a Wednesday afternoon, continuing down this Major League Baseball card. Yankees and the Astros saying, boy, oh boy, guys, what do you do with the Astros? Is there value on the Astros? 7-1 now, I believe, in the American League to win the pennant. But I got to say this, man. In order to get and win the pennant, you got to get to the playoffs. There was a time, like just 2 weeks ago, hey, man, don't give up on the Astros. They'll get it together. They'll be fine. When push comes to shove, the championship pedigree will show. They'll be able to overcome that. And away we go. Not happening right now for the Astros. And it's apparent they got decked yesterday by that offensive lineup for the New York Yankees. Verlander on the mound, hammered in the Bronx. Things just aren't going well for them. So you know what? In order to say, you know, let's turn this season around, we'll pitch Spencer Arrighetti today, going up against the Bronx Bombers in New York. Not great. Not great. Now, if we take a look at Arrighetti on the season, he's faced 80 batters. But I don't even have him listed here in my top 25. So I'm going to assume that he doesn't even have the minimum of 20 innings, which usually means you're getting bounced around a little bit. If you take a look at his ISO power numbers, guys, it's not that bad. 33 right-handed batters at 167, 47 right-handed batters, excuse me, left-handed batters at 079. But he gets in trouble against right-handed bats with weighted on-base percentage. He's got decent K rate here, decent walk rate. He's giving up too many base hits at this point. That's a 446 weighted on-base percentage. So normally you'd say to yourself, okay, go with the lefty. But it's not giving up any power strokes to lefties. And quite frankly, that weighted on base percentage, only 317. And also, he's a right-handed pitcher, but he's got 28% strikeout rate against left-handed batters, which isn't bad at all. So typically you might be looking at it again. Is it ever a bad thing to say to yourself, hey, man, like Juan Soto, right? We're not going to take him. Well, you probably should always take Juan Soto, to be honest. 317. ISO power number to weighted on base percentage of 442. So even though the numbers don't match up, his numbers are so far off the charts, it's crazy. Even Anthony Rizzo, 273 ISO, 410 weighted on base percentage tonight. They're probably going to stay away from him. You really want to get after the right-handed batters because that's really where Arrighetti is struggling with weighted on base percentage. However, Volpe has been bad this season against right-handed pitching. 103 ISO, weighted on base percentage, 289. Judge has been very good. 181, just above average, 323, rated average. Sort of had that real cold start, but trying to come out of that malaise. Giancarlo Stanton actually got some pretty good ISO numbers against right-handed pitching at a 204. But those would be the guys that stand out. Gleyber Torres has been horrific against right-handed pitching. So even though Arrighetti, not a great pitcher on the mound, maybe a focus on Aaron Judge and really nobody else. But again, the off-the-charts numbers are for the left-handed batters. They just don't make sense the way we're lining up Spencer Arrighetti and where he should get hammered by. Carlos Rodon's on the mound tonight. The one thing that he can't do, guys, as a lefty, he can't get it right-handed batters out this year. 217 ISO weighted on base percentage of a 342. That's bad. This is a good-looking lineup for the Houston Astros, but again, lefty on lefty, Rodon has been spectacular. The lefties in the lineup today for the Astros, Tucker and Alvarez against left-handed pitching, they've been spectacular. So something has to give today. Is it the pitching of Rodon? Is it going to be the hitting of Kyle Tucker and Yordan Alvarez, who are off the charts? But there's one guy that I really, really like in this lineup, and I think makes a lot of sense. That's Jeremy Peña, the shortstop in the five-hole. 241 ISO, 410 weighted on base percentage against left-handed pitchers. Peña is the guy that you want to back here. Let's get to the phone lines, 844-843-6879. The X-Man calling in on a Wednesday afternoon, ready to see if we can give out some winners. X-Man, what do you got today?
Man, I'm looking at hockey, and I'm looking at regulation. I'm looking at Vancouver Canucks. And the Boston Bruins, you're getting the plus money. Regulation. And then we're looking at two MLBs, the Yankees and the Texas Rangers, all together 25 to 1.
Man, 25 to 1, man. Three leg parlay? It's giving it out to the people tonight. I like where we're going with this. Oh, four. Who's the four? Wait, go over it again then, because I missed one then. Give me the four.
Two hockeys.
Boston Bruins. There we go. Yep.
Vancouver Canucks and regulation.
Okay. Like the Dogs, Rangers, I like it.
Mm-hmm. And the New York Yankees, baby.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Four ways, 25 to 1, Wednesday afternoon. Sounds like a plan. I like it. By the way, Boston Bruins, man, 5-1 victory in game one against Florida. How about that, X-Man? Just chilling on them tonight. Looking to go up 2-0 in that series before they even get back to Boston. I like that. Like where we're going here. I'll tell you what I don't like, though. Philadelphia Phillies now down 3-1 here as Nola's giving up a couple runs and a couple base hits here in the top of the sixth inning. Strom warming up in the bullpen. Let's get the people caught up on some other scores, if any have changed here. Let's see. Angels and the Pirates still 5-4, bottom of the eighth inning, one out there. As the Angels hold on to that one-run lead, as I just told you, the Blue Jays are now taking advantage. Two runners still on with one out, a couple runs across, 3-1 Blue Jays, top of the sixth inning. Middle of the sixth, the Tigers 4, Guardians 2. Still, again, Mets, Cardinals waiting for that game to get underway, if it ever does. Bottom of the third inning, the Royals have a 2-1 lead over the Brewers, and the Padres still holding on to a 1-0 lead over the Cubs. Next game up on target is about 20 minutes away. That's Marlins Dodgers, followed by Rangers Athletics, and then we get to the night card, which again, day-night doubleheader out there. Rangers Athletics, 3:37, 6:37, both of those Eastern time. But out west, noon game and a 3 o'clock game here for a little bit of afternoon party action. So we'll continue down that path today. Forget about that game number 2, because it's so hard to say who's actually going to be in for Texas and Oakland in game 2. Boston and Atlanta. Nick Pivetta on the mound today for the Boston Red Sox. Decent weighted on base percentages here. Let's just see how Pivetta ranks on the card. Does he come in? No, actually only 41 batters Pivetta has faced this year, but he's done very well. A 100 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 229. If you're blind betting, it's probably going to be Marcell Ozuna for an RBI prop for the Braves, but don't recommend it. The numbers really don't stick out. And Chris Sale threw 145 batters this year, guys. He's been really, really good. So maybe a game that you're just going to want to stay away from. One more segment to go. A couple more Major League Baseball games and an NBA game on tap in the Garden tonight. Come on back. It's Donnie Wrightside right here on the Sports Grid Network Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Final little segment here before we get you out of the day for Coast to Coast coming up next. But a couple more Major League Baseball games on the docket tonight. I don't really know how many RBI props you're going to get out of these final two. Seattle, Minnesota, that's a 7:40 start Eastern. George Kirby on the mound, very good this season. 157 batters faced, 128 ISO, 269 weighted on base percentage. Even though top five guys in the lineup anticipated today for the Minnesota Twins all have very good numbers against right-handed pitching. Edward Julian, 369 weighted on base percentage. Trevor Larnach, 398. Ryan Jeffers, 435. Max Kepler, 468. And Carlos Correa, 359. But the numbers just don't make sense here. You're looking at a guy with a low walk rate in George Kirby at 2.5% of the batters he's faced. And by the way, right-handed batters this year, George Kirby's faced 74 of those. He hasn't walked a single right-handed batter yet this year. K rate for him combined, 26%. Seems like a stay away from me. Opposite side, Chris Paddock, talented pitcher here for the Minnesota Twins. He does have a high weighted on-base percentage against lefties here, but not a lot of power going against him. 143 ISO power number combined, but he does have a slightly higher weighted on-base percentage because of those 74 left-handed batters at a 371. So if you're looking at RBI prop tonight, the one guy that you probably would look at, and again, I don't know if I'm going to play anything in this game because Paddock's numbers aren't that high ISO power number-wise. Josh Rojas has been one of those guys that's been very, very good for me this year. Leadoff guy, talented, left-handed batter, plays third base. He's got a 281 ISO and a 462 weighted on base percentage against righties. Jorge Polanco, switch hitter there, he's got good numbers against right-handed pitching. Cal Raleigh, left-handed batter tonight because he's a switch hitter. He's got good numbers against right-handed pitching. So maybe some of the Seattle Mariners would be the right side to go there. Late night action, if you want to call it late night. Colorado 8:40 Eastern start. That's the latest game tonight. San Francisco and Colorado. Jordan Hicks on the mound having a very good season. What are his numbers line up at? Let's see. Where's my guy at, Jordan Hicks? Jordan Hicks is 12th overall at a 102 xFIP minus, which is right about average. But look at his numbers, man. An 060 ISO and a 242 weighted on base percentage against lefties and righties. That's crazy good. So forget Colorado, who just about everybody in that lineup stinks, and you don't get that much from the San Francisco Giants either, guys. Peter Lambert's on the mound today. You can hammer him as a left-handed batter. The only problem is there's no good left-handed batters in the lineup tonight for the San Francisco Giants. Jung-Hoo Lee, a .340 weighted on-base percentage, but doesn't hit for any power against righties. Lamonte Wade, a .130 ISO power number. Conforto, .077. Jastrzemski, .173. Blake Sable, .0. See what I'm getting at here? It's a shame, because some of these lineups could really do a lot of damage, but if you're blind betting them and just saying, like, oh, I'll go this route, well, I mean, I guess it makes some sense, you know? A little bit of sense. Philly's giving up another run here. Strom comes in the game, gives a base hit to left field. 4-1 now for the Blue Jays. Getting away from those fightings. Come on now. Keep that streak going. Home win streak can't be beat. Looks like they might get beat today. See how that one plays out. But Major League Baseball, not a great card late night tonight. Boston, Atlanta, Seattle, Minnesota, San Francisco, Colorado. Not really my cup of tea. And then game number two of a day-night doubleheader in Texas and Oakland. But we do have an NBA game tonight, guys. Big one in the Garden. Pacers and the Knicks. 4.5-point number at FanDuel, fives at some other outlets like DraftKings and PointsBet. Total in this game, 219 at FanDuel, 218.5 at DraftKings, 220 at PointsBet. I talked this morning with Ben when we were lining this game up and saying, you know, game number one got away from the Indiana Pacers. Had a lead for the majority of the game, got robbed by the referees, but they lost. How do they come back in game number two? Do they sulk and say, oh, well, we didn't get game number one. Well, we're not going to get game number two either. No, that's not going to happen. Pacers are going to come out tonight and show their mettle. They're getting 4.5 to 5 points. Let's go with the better numbers there. DraftKings, 5-point number. I'll take the Pacers getting five tonight. Do I think Brunson has a good game? Yes. Am I willing to bet him to go over 37.5 points? I mean, sure, he'll probably get there. He's damn near been doing it the entire playoff, but 37.5. I can't even remember the last time we were seeing crazy numbers like this. It's a playoff game. 37.5. He's probably going to shoot 30 times tonight, so go figure. He probably will get that, and I won't bet it again because I've been saying all along, whoa, 34.5, too high. 35.5, ridiculous. Well, that was at 37.5 tonight. So who am I to say no at this point? Goodness. Brunson is an animal out there. But I do like Isaiah Hartenstein tonight, by the way. 11.5 points, no Mitchell Robinson. He'll get 35-plus minutes tonight. And by the way, is that entire lineup going to not get benched for the New York Knicks? Is everybody going to average 45 minutes a game? DiVincenzo's prop bet for three-point shots made, 3.5. I actually think he gets that, too. I think he's back. I think we're back to seeing February, March, Tay-Tay out there dropping bombs all over the court. I think he can get the four tonight, but I do think the Pacers get that W. Good luck with all your Major League Baseball action tonight. And also, if you're betting any hockey or NBA, cash in some of those tickets. Because the best part about this show is we do return on Thursday for JP Behind the Wheels of Steel. Donnie Wright set on a solo mission. Thanks for tuning in to Moneyline. See you tomorrow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.